Track 7, Balancing Issues. On the last track, we discussed the 5 stages of grief that the ADD adult experiences following diagnosis. As you know, the 5 stages of grief were anger, denial, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. On this track, we will discuss the balancing issues that ADD adults face. Darnell, age 37, has used his ADD symptoms to his advantage to climb the career ladder at his business. Darnell stated, "Sure, I've got ADD, but I try not to let that stop me. I'm still pretty smart, so I just use my creativity and energy level to convey that. People notice, and I get bumped up the ladder at work." However, Darnell's determination at his job has left his wife, Tasha, feeling neglected at home. Darnell works long hours and rarely sees her for more than an hour at night before going to bed. Darnell's work schedule has been this way for years, but Tasha is now concerned because their son, Jason, age 2, is approaching an age where he will become increasingly aware of wanting to spend time with his father. Darnell stated, "Tasha thinks I don't want to make time for my boy. I want to, but she doesn't understand that I have to work all these hours to make enough money to keep them happy. Sometimes I have to put in extra hours because my ADD slows me down at different tasks, and she just doesn't realize that. I'm trying my hardest. What more does she want?" Sound like the problems an ADD client of yours may be experiencing? It seemed to me that Darnell was struggling with balance issues. Have you found, as I have, that there are 6 common balance issues for ADD adults? In my experience, these 6 common balance issues are work versus play, your needs versus others' needs, overstimulation versus understimulation, hyperactivity versus hypoactivity, detailed versus global thinking, and depression versus euphoria. As you can see, Darnell was struggling with the first balance issue of work versus play. I stated, "I'm sure you've heard the phrase, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy." Darnell chuckled and said, "People have warned me about that, but I never took it to heart. I mean, I feel like I'm doing fine." To help Darnell evaluate his balancing issues, I asked him to participate in a couple of exercises. I stated, "First, I want you to simply answer some questions." I handed him a notebook and stated, "If you don't know the answer, that's okay. You can just write down, 'I don't know,' and we'll come back to it." I then listed the evaluating balancing issues questions for Darnell. 1. What is your daily, weekly work capacity? 2. How much sleep and rest do you need, including downtime, when there are no demands placed on you? 3. What is your financial bottom line? How much income do you require to maintain an acceptable standard of living? 4. How much time should you devote to family and friends? 5. What must you do to renew yourself spiritually? Not just in the sense of religion, but regarding anything that gives your life meaning. 6. How much and what kind of recreational activities are critical for your well-being? 7. How long can you work efficiently without taking a break? 8. What obligations must you fulfill? 9. What things are cluttering your life and should be eliminated? And 10. How much time do you spend daily on self-maintenance, grooming, dressing, or healthcare? Darnell frowned as he looked at his answers. He stated, "Gee, I really don't know about some of these. I mean, I really don't have much downtime, and I have no idea how much time I should devote for family and friends. I just know that the amount I devote to them now isn't enough, but I just have to work so much." As you know, the juggling act is often daunting for ADD adults. I stated to Darnell, "If you just go with the flow, you'll likely find yourself drifting in directions that aren't particularly helpful. You can get immersed in work and forget that you have a family. Since you have, as we've talked about before, an elastic sense of time, you can't expect balance in your life to take care of itself." To help Darnell find the answers to some of the questions he couldn't answer in our session, I asked him to do a homework assignment. The homework assignment is an exercise I call the daily log exercise. I stated, "In your daily log, track all of your activities for the next few weeks." First, I explained to Darnell that he would need to note the activity he did. Second, next to the activity, I asked him to write down how much time the activity took. Third, I asked Darnell to rate the difficulty of each task on a scale of 1 to 10. I stated, at the end of the few weeks, the fourth step will be to examine your log for observable patterns regarding how much time you devote to different types of activities, such as work and family. This should help you answer the questions you couldn't answer earlier in the evaluating balancing issues questions. Do you have a client who, like Darnell, struggles with the balancing issues of work versus play? Or maybe your client struggles with one of the other balancing issues, like your needs versus others' needs, overstimulation versus understimulation, hyperactivity versus hypoactivity, detailed versus global thinking, or depression versus euphoria? If so, would your client benefit from evaluating his or her balancing issues? Would the daily log exercise be appropriate for helping them evaluate those balancing issues? On this track, we have discussed the 6 common balancing issues ADD adults face. These 6 common balancing issues were work versus play, your needs versus others' needs, overstimulation versus understimulation, hyperactivity versus hypoactivity, detailed versus global thinking, and depression versus euphoria. On the next track, we will discuss the ADD adult's moral inventory. The ADD adult can develop a moral inventory by answering 3 questions. These 3 moral inventory questions are, what can I do well? What can I do adequately? And what can't or shouldn't I do? Question 7. What are 6 common balancing issues that adults with ADD face?